Now, construction is underway at SSE Landmark Tarbert Generation Power Station. The Scottish multinational energy company is making a €300 million investment, and it means the plant will have a generation capacity of 300 megawatts. The site was originally home to an oil-fired power station, of course, built in the 1960s, which stopped operating after more than 50 years in 2023. The SSE Tarbert Next Generation Power Station will be the first of its kind in the country and will run on 100% hydrogenated vegetable oil sourced entirely from waste feedstocks and supplied in line with sustainability standards from the EU. With me on the line to talk about this is John Johnston, who is, of course, with SSE. John Johnston, I should say, who's Development Director at SSE Thermal. John, good morning to you, and thanks for taking time to talk to us about this project. Can you tell me a bit, first of all, about the technology for people who wouldn't be aware, HVO and its benefits, shall we say, rather than a traditional oil-fired or coal-fired power station?
Absolutely, Gerry, and thanks very much for having me on. Yes, so I suppose the technology itself for the power station is what we classify as an OCGT or an open cycle gas turbine. So this type of technology is pretty commonplace in the Irish grid system and in grid systems more widely. What's interesting about the Tarbert Next Generation site is, as you say, that we're aiming to use and will use HVO. So it's effectively a biofuel, and it's sourced from waste cooking oil products, effectively, that is refined, especially refined by specialists, and then delivered for utilization in power generation. What's interesting about Tarbert is, I suppose, HVO is relatively commonplace now. You see it on certain trucks and a lot of buses as being a fuel which effectively has a much less carbon intensity. So we're talking about around an 80% reduction of carbon from a regular oil or a fossil fuel. And therefore, whilst it's not a full decarbonized plant, it is definitely a very much a bridging to a full decarbonized future.
Okay. What do we mean by waste feedstocks in terms of the raw material being used in this?
Yeah, absolutely. So effectively, it's the gathering or the accumulation of what would be waste cooking oil. So the oils that is effectively used in large restaurants and fast food chains, that is gathered up as a waste feedstock, and then it is refined in specialist refineries, which aren't generally in Ireland, they're not in Ireland, for the facilitation of a refined project, which is product which is called hydro-treated vegetable oil, and that's HVO, it's a biofuel.
Okay, so also at the busiest point in construction, I know a lot of work is going on at the moment on groundworks and civil engineering, you have up to 200 construction workers, is that right?
That's absolutely it, that's the sort of peak construction. Work has been ongoing on the site to a limited extent for, you know, enabling work since around the summertime. These would have been, you know, site clearing works, limited demolition and the preparation of ground. But now the main construction contracts will start to ramp up. So from this point forward, there will be around 200 construction workers. And they're ultimately working with our key contractors on site. So we're working with Atlantic's project company, who are our main balance of plant contractor, doing the majority of the construction work on site. And APC, or Atlantic Project Company, are a Limerick-based firm. And also we're working with the Italian turbine supplier, Ansaldo Energia, who would be the main supplier of the turbine, and that would come later in 2026 and towards the back end of the summer.
Okay, and it's also future-proofed for running on hydrogen conversion.
Absolutely, Gerry, and you know, it's a key aspect of SSE. We're really focused on decarbonisation and renewables-led infrastructure. There's a lovely complement between hydrogen and renewables, because ultimately offshore wind at scale can produce hydrogen. Whilst we wait for policy to advance in respect of hydrogen and its costs to reduce, we ultimately have future-proofed the plant so that this engine or this facility, once hydrogen is available and the system and policy is there, it can transition from the HVO fuel to a hydrogen fuel and provide flexible and meaningful backup generation through a decarbonized fuel such as hydrogen.
that is something down the line, but it's in train and a possibility for this plant. John, why Tarbert? Why pick Tarbert for the location for this HVO plant, power plant? Was it because the infrastructure was already there, the ownership, or was there other factors that went into your decision making as a company?
Yes, yeah, it's a good question, Derry. Ultimately, Tarbert is a key strategic power station, and it has an iconic, as you said, and long history of power generation at that size. That means ultimately that a lot of the infrastructure that is fundamental to delivering power stations is already there. So there's a lot less disruption in getting that infrastructure to site. It's a key site from a, you know, from a grid perspective, from a cooling perspective, and a lot of the attributes that would make for a successful power station development are already there at that site, yes.
That's a key part of it. And that whole region of North Kerry, do you anticipate that that's going to be transformed by the development of this and other energy infrastructure? Particularly thinking of the port, Shannon Fines, the land bank, the wider estuary, and it's, I suppose, a strategic location in an Irish and European context.
Yeah, absolutely. Like the estuary there is, you know, is strategic. It has been strategic to power generation for many, many years, both through the SSE plant there and also, you know, broader facilities in the area. I suppose from a renewables perspective, the west coast of Ireland is a huge opportunity. And whilst the focus at the moment is channeled more towards the east coast and the shallower waters, we know that with the scale of renewable development and growth and offshore and floating wind, that renewable development in the area will come. It will take time. And then plants like Tarbert and locations like Tarbert will be fundamental and strategic locations for facilitating that growth and development.
Yeah. You're also running a smaller power station. It's a temporary emergency generation station with the request of the Irish state as well. How is that going? I think you'll be ceasing that 2028, perhaps, maybe. Is that the timeline?
Yeah, that's it exactly, Terry. Like, ultimately, the site currently hosts that sort of temporary emergency generation for the system operator. Construction of that project has been ongoing for the last 2 years. So the new Tarbert Next Generation Power Plant is like a continuation of that work in some respects. But yes, that's a temporary facility, and it would be envisaged to ramp down in around 2 to 3 years. And therefore, Tarbert Next Generation Power Station, which is what our current focus is on in construction, you know, that's the enduring longer-term power generation for the site into the future.
And that looks like the way it is going to be. And on the wider context, John, finally, I know there's 14 full-time jobs for Tarbert, so this is a continuation of, I suppose, your commitment to the area. The 200 jobs will be welcome as well in terms of construction. But when it comes to developing this sort of infrastructure, they're major projects, 300 million. You got through the planning process, approved by a board, what was then a board, Pinola, Commission Pinola, now. Do you welcome the indications from government about streamlining processes for the delivery of infrastructure in this country?
Yeah, I suppose more generally it is challenging to deliver infrastructure. You know, SSE, we have a proven track record of developing large-scale infrastructure. Some infrastructure goes quite readily to plan, and other infrastructure takes a good bit of continual engagement with parties and with communities to deliver. I think the community in Tarbert has been really, really supportive of all the works that we've undertaken there. But large infrastructure is required for the country. Large energy infrastructure is not easily delivered, but it is necessary for our enduring security supply and keeping the lights on. So, you know, anything that facilitates the delivery of what is secure and appropriate development is welcome.
Okay, John, listen, thanks very much for talking to us about it. Good luck with the construction project, and we'll wait and watch with interest what happens from here. That's John Johnson there, who is the Development Director at SSE Thermal, who are developing this 300 million euro power station. Construction underway in Tarbert, 200 construction jobs at peak and 14 full-time jobs out of it at the end of it. If you have a view on that, HVO, hydrogenated vegetable oil, and an ability to convert to hydrogen, down the line and 300 megawatts of energy to be generated at the plant. Give us your thoughts on that.